Hello. Welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Welcome, Benjamin. Today, we're focusing on an important topic that impacts many individuals, tech for mobility, exploring mobility devices.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and discuss the advancements in mobility technology.
Let's start with the basics. What are mobility devices, and why are they essential for many individuals?
Mobility devices are tools designed to assist people with mobility challenges. They range from simple canes and walkers to more advanced options like wheelchairs and powered scooters. These devices are essential because they promote independence, enhance mobility, and improve the overall quality of life for those who may have difficulty moving around.
That makes a lot of sense. What are some of the latest advancements in mobility devices that you've seen recently?
There have been several exciting advancements. For instance, we're seeing more smart wheelchairs equipped with sensors that can navigate obstacles and adjust to different terrains. Additionally, powered scooters are becoming lighter and more portable, making them easier to transport. There's also a growing emphasis on personalized devices tailored to individual needs.
Smart wheelchairs sound fascinating. Can you elaborate on how these devices work and their benefits?
Certainly. Smart wheelchairs often feature built-in sensors that detect obstacles in real time, allowing users to navigate more safely. Some models even have GPS capabilities, enabling users to plan routes and receive navigation assistance. The benefits include increased safety, reduced caregiver dependency, and enhanced freedom for users.
That's incredible. What about other mobility devices like walkers and canes? How are they evolving?
Walkers and canes are also benefiting from technological advancements. For example, some walkers now come with integrated wheels that allow for smoother movement and even built-in lights for better visibility. Canes have evolved to include features like shock absorption and ergonomic designs, which help reduce strain on the user.
I can see how those features would enhance comfort and usability. Are there any particular challenges users face when adapting to new mobility devices?
Yes. Transitioning to a new mobility device can be daunting for some users. Challenges may include adjusting to the device's weight, learning to navigate with it, or overcoming emotional barriers related to their mobility limitations. It's essential for users to receive proper training and support during this transition.
Support is key. How can family members and caregivers assist individuals in adapting to these devices?
Family members and caregivers play a crucial role. They can help by encouraging practice with the device in safe environments, assisting with setup and adjustments, and providing emotional support. Being patient and understanding throughout the learning process is vital for building confidence.
What role does technology play in enhancing the design and functionality of mobility devices?
Technology has a significant impact. Innovations in materials science have led to lighter and more durable devices, while smart technology improves functionality. For instance, app integration allows users to track their mobility progress, set goals, and even receive maintenance reminders for their devices.
It sounds like technology is making mobility devices more user-friendly. What about accessibility features? How can these devices be tailored to meet the needs of individuals with diverse challenges?
Accessibility is a major focus in the design of mobility devices. Manufacturers are now incorporating customizable features, such as adjustable seat heights, specialized grips, and controls designed for varying levels of dexterity. Additionally, inclusive design practices ensure that devices are usable by individuals with different disabilities.
That's a positive trend. As we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners on the importance of mobility devices?
Mobility devices are more than just tools. They represent independence and quality of life. It's essential for individuals to explore their options, seek professional guidance, and find a device that meets their unique needs. With the right support and technology, individuals can reclaim their mobility and enjoy life to the fullest.
Thank you for sharing your expertise on mobility devices. This has been an informative discussion on the advancements that enhance the lives of many.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to discuss this important topic.
Well, I see. That's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.